A man wanted for a Jackson Township assault in 2016 is in the Stark County Jail. 38-year-old Angus Webendorfer of Canton was arrested by the Highway Patrol in February for several felonies during a traffic stop. DNA collected at the time was matched to the Jackson Township crime last month. Chief Mark Brink says Webendorfer is accused of entering a woman's home on Kentview Avenue Northwest in August 2016. He allegedly stabbed the victim several times, stole some belongings, and fled. Some of the items were found in the street outside and provided the DNA. Webendorfer is charged with attempted murder, aggravated burglary, and felonious assault. Lawrence Township Police say five people were hospitalized after a pickup crashed into an Amish buggy early Thursday. The collision happened just after 5 a.m. in the 3600 block of Manchester Avenue Northwest. The buggy was carrying four adults and a two-year-old child who were believed to be heading to a local lake for fishing. One horse was killed in the crash. The driver of the pickup left the scene in a private vehicle. An investigation is ongoing. A Canton woman is facing multiple criminal charges after she was arrested on a warrant Wednesday in an aggravated arson case. 48-year-old Tabitha Stewart is accused of starting several fires inside her Walnut Avenue Northeast apartment on March 2nd, damaging walls and an oven area, and putting residents in the 50-unit complex at risk. She was previously cited for menacing and disorderly conduct in a February 19th incident, including allegations of threats and a disturbance at the same apartment building. Stewart is scheduled to be arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court. Kent State University students will see higher costs after the Board of Trustees approved tuition and fee increases Wednesday. Incoming freshmen this fall will pay about 3% more in tuition, with smaller increases for housing and meal plans. Graduate students and out-of-state students will also see about a 3% hike. Current in-state students will not see increases under a four-year price freeze policy. The changes are part of a $711 million budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Columbiana County Commissioners have not decided whether to approve a property tax break that would double the homestead exemption for qualifying seniors and disabled veterans. According to the Morning Journal, commissioners say the proposal could reduce revenue for schools, townships, fire departments, and other local entities. A decision must be made by July 1st to affect next year's tax bills. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost held a virtual press conference Thursday recapping the results of a statewide human trafficking operation. Operation Spring Cleaning included 15 search warrants, mainly for massage parlors, as well as saving 43 human trafficking victims. The Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force charged 35-year-old Timothy Tolson of Jacksonville, North Carolina, with compelling prostitution, importuning, possessing criminal tools, possession of cocaine, and corrupting a minor with drugs. Five men were charged with attempted unlawful sexual conduct with a minor, including 56-year-old Timothy Powell of Canton and 58-year-old Larry Hitchings of Norton. All have made their initial appearances in Mahoning County Area Court. One person is dead following a fiery crash Thursday afternoon on I-76 in Mahoning County. The Highway Patrol says a semi rear-ended a dump truck that had slowed for traffic in the westbound lanes near mile marker 52 in Milton Township. The semi burst into flames after impact. The truck driver was pronounced dead at the scene, while the dump truck driver suffered minor injuries. Westbound 76 was closed for about 3 hours during the investigation. A woman will go back to prison for the drowning death of a one-year-old girl in September 2023. 33-year-old Adrienne Hudson of Youngstown was sentenced Thursday to 5 to 7.5 years. She pleaded guilty in August to charges of involuntary manslaughter and child endangering. The judge granted a motion to withdraw the guilty plea in November and ordered Hudson released. She pleaded guilty for a second time as a new trial was to begin Monday. London Kaysen was found in a pool at a home on Ridgelawn Avenue in Youngstown, where Hudson was babysitting the girl and her own child. The child's death was ruled accidental. Youngstown City Council has approved a $6.5 million plan to remove three dams along the Mahoning River. Officials say the Crescent, Marshall, and Center Street dams date back to the city's steelmaking era and are no longer needed. The project's goals include removing polluted sediment and helping restore a cleaner, free-flowing river. A repeat sex offender is headed to prison for up to life. 32-year-old Jeremiah Rodriguez pleaded guilty in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court to rape and multiple other felony charges involving two young victims. A judge sentenced him to 15 years to life behind bars. Prosecutors say Rodriguez committed the crimes in 2023 while already out on parole for prior sex offenses. He must register as a Tier 3 sex offender for the rest of his life. A former Brookfield bank manager accused of stealing more than $150,000 from customer accounts is facing felony charges. Police say 31-year-old Zachary Reed of Niles is accused of dozens of fraudulent transactions at a First National Bank branch between May 2025 and January. He was fired in January following an internal investigation and turned himself in. Reed was indicted in Trumbull County on 13 counts, including grand theft, forgery, and theft from a person in a protected class. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.